as a result of an FOI request, we have established that 30,000 crimes were linked to people out on bail in Northern Ireland in the last 3 years. That's huge. It's an average of 30 per day. It's very serious. 8 murders, 52 attempted murders, 102 rapes, 15 kidnappings, 13 cases of riot, and 175 robberies. So we're looking at a situation where people are out on bail, untrusted by the judicial system, that have actually killed people, that have attempted to kill people, that have raped people.
And these figures are based on convictions, not just arrests.
Not everybody was convicted. It's linked, strongly linked, in relation to people on bail, and not everybody was convicted. But in relation to the 8 murders, 52 attempted murders, 102 rapes, yes, these were people that were arrested and convicted. It's not an easy situation to try and resolve, given that every case is individual and its own circumstances, and also that there's the legal process that needs to be abided by. Many people out there that are already worried, particularly about rural crime, will be very concerned by these figures, and there needs to be review not only of the process but also into the investigation process.
And you've now put in more requests for information to delve deeper into the figures in terms of regions and so on.
Absolutely. I would like a breakdown of each constituency and council area across Northern Ireland which is affected most in relation to this, because it may be down to a particular area, or then again it may be a more general failure in terms of the system. One thing is very certain today: many people would be very worried about these figures.